Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Five Invitations, Discovering What Death Can Teach Us About Living Fully, Frank Ostasevsky explores the profound wisdom that dying can impart on the living. Ostasevsky, a Buddhist teacher and co-founder of the Zen Hospice Project, draws on his decades of experience sitting beside the dying to deliver an insightful meditation on the nature of existence. Using compelling stories from his work, as well as teachings from Buddhism and personal anecdotes, Ostasevsky presents five essential lessons that death offers to those who are willing to listen. The book encourages readers to embrace death not as a morbid reality, but as a valuable teacher that can offer deep insights into living a more meaningful and fulfilled life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, don't wait. The first invitation, don't wait, urges the reader to live in the moment and appreciate life as it happens. Ostasevsky emphasizes the importance of not postponing what matters most, including expressing love, forgiving others, and pursuing dreams. He discusses how closely observing the dying process teaches us that life is fleeting and that waiting for the right moment often means missing out on the depth of experience available to us here and now. Through anecdotes and personal stories, Ostasevsky illustrates how adopting a sense of urgency about life can lead to more meaningful relationships and a fuller experience of life's wonders. Secondly, welcome everything, push away nothing. In this chapter, Ostasevsky expounds on the importance of openness and acceptance in the face of whatever life presents, akin to the principle of equanimity in Buddhist philosophy. He teaches that by welcoming everything and pushing away nothing, we cultivate the resilience to face life's challenges and sorrows, as well as its joys and beauty, with equanimity and grace. Ostasevsky provides examples from his hospice work, where embracing the entirety of the human experience, including pain, fear, and loss, enabled individuals to find peace and fulfillment even at life's end. This lesson encourages readers to approach life with a heart wide open, ready to accept all experiences without judgment or resistance. Thirdly, bring your whole self to the experience. This invitation focuses on the necessity of authenticity and presence in every aspect of life. Ostasevsky advocates for showing up to every moment with one's full self, rather than presenting a facade or withholding parts of oneself out of fear or insecurity. He illustrates this through stories of individuals who, in facing their mortality, shed their superficial identities to reveal their true selves, often leading to profound connections and personal revelations. This chapter challenges readers to live authentically, encouraging them to recognize and shed the layers of identity that obscure their true nature, and to engage with life and others in a more genuine, heartfelt manner. Fourthly, learn to let go. Ostasevsky teaches that in learning to let go, we free ourselves from the burdens that impede our ability to live fully. He explores the concept of letting go, not just as a practice at life's end, but as a daily practice that involves shedding attachments, grievances, and the need for control. Through the poignant experiences of those nearing death, Ostasevsky illustrates how letting go can lead to greater peace, fulfillment, and a deeper appreciation for the present moment. This chapter encourages readers to examine what they are holding on to that no longer serves them, and to practice letting go as a path to freedom and fulfillment. Lastly, cultivate don't know mind. The final invitation, cultivate don't know mind, is about embracing the mystery of life and acknowledging our inherent limitations in understanding it fully. Ostasevsky draws on Zen Buddhism's concept of the don't know mind, which encourages an openness to the present moment and a release from the confines of fixed ideas and preconceptions. By sharing stories of individuals who faced their mortality with curiosity and wonder, rather than fear and despair, Ostasevsky illustrates how a don't-know mind can transform our relationship with the unknown, turning apprehension about life's unpredictability into a source of beauty, wonder, and deep learning. This mindset allows individuals to live more expansively, with an enhanced sense of curiosity and an openness to the unfolding mystery of life. In conclusion, The Five Invitations is not only for those facing their mortality or grappling with loss, it is a resonant manual for everyone aspiring to live more fully. Frank Ostasevsky provides profound insights into how the awareness of death can enrich our lives, foster resilience, promote authenticity, and deepen our understanding of the nature of life itself. By embracing these invitations, readers can cultivate a life marked by deeper compassion, connection, and presence. This book is especially invaluable for those seeking to impart meaning into every moment, to live with intention and grace, and to approach the inevitable end with a heart full of love rather than fear. Ostasevsky's teachings offer a pathway to a life of fullness, making The Five Invitations an essential read for anyone looking to navigate the complexities of life with wisdom and equanimity. If you would like to support Frank Ostasevsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.